Fabrication Nation, broadcasting live from FabTech Expo in Orlando. The Rodman hanging out, keeping you company as we just roll through a fantastic day here at the Expo. I got somebody here, special first person with me. Jim brought you by, said you were wild.
Well, that's what he says. I'm not sure I'm 100% clear on what he's talking about, but maybe some past
events. Well, he calls me wild, so that's probably why he put us together. Like, all right, y'all gonna be wild together. Talk fabricating, man.
Nothing is more exciting than fabricating.
Right? I tell you what, man. Metal Forming, that's who you're with, right?
I'm with Metal Forming. We're out of Peachtree City, Georgia. We import some of the coolest fabricating technology you've ever seen.
Not to mention you're in God's country, too,
in
man.
In God's country.
That's where my mom's from. No
yeah.
kidding. Yeah, that's
there
awesome.
You go.
Yeah,
the great
Georgia
South.
Peach. That's awesome. So tell us about your products and what you got, man, and what you're doing out here.
So what we do is we import metal fabricating equipment from Europe. We focus on the fabricating technologies coming in typically from Germany, from Switzerland, and they are primarily to deal with the labor issue that everyone is suffering with today.
Yes, we're hearing
there
a lot of that.
There is no labor.
Right.
And the problem is not going away, and it's not getting better. So companies are having to make the decision to either wither on the vine
right.
or automate.
Right, right,
right.
You're right.
And more companies are rushing forward with automation because they simply have no choice.
Right.
So we bring in very simplified methods of automating a process and having a incredible reduction in the labor. Not just at the forming side of it, but the entire DSOs or downstream operations. Because as the part becomes more accurate, which folding is the most accurate method of bending there is,
right.
the entire downstream operation is simplified. You get into fixerless welding.
Yes.
You get into self-fixturing assemblies. And you can completely and radically change your entire upstream
Absolutely.
Process.
You're talking an increased productivity. You're
yes.
talking about decreased cost, you know?
Yes.
I mean, it being efficient.
Every single step that part takes, if it is formed more accurately, will save you money.
Right.
A poorly formed part will cost you every single step
You're
of the way.
Absolutely right, man. You're
right?
Exactly.
And when you fuck up a part on the front end,
yeah.
what do you end up doing? You use it anyway.
Exactly.
And someone else has to deal with
the problem of it. You're absolutely right.
Right.
I know there's a lot of guys, I know maybe they don't know how to get started in the automation process. They've been in fabricating for years. They know that it's important. You know, that's where you guys could come in and probably help them with that, because I'm sure they have questions that they don't even know they have yet, you know?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we see is people come in and they have the buzzword. Hey, I want to automate. I need
right.
to automate. I need to add robots. And I think that most people don't really understand what all that entails.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So the first step, if you want to start having those conversations, is to sit down and really start understanding what automation means.
Right. The breakdown of it all the way.
The breakdown of it all, because some automation actually increases your labor.
Right.
People want to put like a robot in front of a press break without thinking about the fact that now I need to have a robot operator too.
To run the robot.
Right. And then I got a press break guy that I got to deal with.
Right.
And I still have all the issues that press breaks have.
That's
right.
Is that where you guys can help them sort that out?
And we can help them sort that out. We can be a very, very good sounding board and actually give some good directional advice, whether they buy from us or not, right? Anything
right.
that benefits the industry benefits us all.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So the ability to get involved at the base level of projects before they start going down a bad path
right.
is crucial. Don't do it alone.
Yeah, because that's
Solicit
what I'm saying.
Advice
I'm sure there's so many that are like, they're worried, you know, they know they need to go in that direction. They just don't know, they're, you know, maybe they're scared. They don't know exactly
Correct.
The path to go down. They don't want to, like you said, go down with, you know, a path that they think is the right way and then realize
right.
like, no, I've made a mistake. They need to talk to someone that knows more about the
right.
automation process than themselves. They're, you know, and that's where you guys come into play. Where can they find you guys at online?
So they can go to metalforming-usa.com.
Nice.
Again, we're located down in Peachtree City, Georgia. Or if you want to shortchange the website, come to FabTech
yeah.
in Orlando.
You need to be here at FabTech and Expo
right?
in Orlando,
and
right?
talk to a whole bunch of people that are very, very good at automation.
And yeah.
And get a leg up on what's going on right now in the industry.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Well, thank you for coming by,
well,
man.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It, brother.
I appreciate
see,
it.
That wasn't too crazy.
Nah,
we're gonna Jim is scared to put
that
us on the radio lame. Together. He's
I
like,
think he's the one that's crazy.
I don't know. He was worried that we were going to say something that, I don't know. Well, yeah, we would put him on the radio, huh?
I only dropped one F-bomb, right?
That's one. That's all right. Hey, stick around. We got some great music coming up. It's a gumbo of the world's finest rock right here on Fabrication Nation.